Superbugs. Just the term is super scary, right? So this doctor says they're evolving faster than we can invent antibiotics. If nothing changes, the bugs will win. So can we move to a world beyond antibiotics? He's the director of the McGill Interdisciplinary Initiative in Infection and Immunity. We're going to call it MI4 from this point forward. That's what they call it. And the first scientific symposium was held today. Dr. Don Shepherd is a professor in the Department of Medicine, Microbiology, and Immunology at McGill. Hi, Dr. Shepherd.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, having a great symposium.
Yeah, how's it going?
It is very fun.
All right. So MI4, Initiative, Interdisciplinary Initiative in Infection and Immunity. So you're talking about superbugs. Let's start there. What exactly is a superbug, Dr. Shepherd?
So, you know, superbugs are these things that we think about as rare and unusual diseases, the way we think about flesh-eating disease. But in reality, the use of antibiotics, and in fact the overuse of antibiotics since they were invented, has led to a rise in the number of bugs out there that we can't treat easily or at all anymore. And the problem isn't those rare and unusual ones, it's the fact that for us to do modern medicine, all of those advances that we're addicted to, whether they're bone marrow transplants, new heart valves, brand new knees, you can't do any of those if you can't control infections. And without antibiotics, we're going to lose the ability to do that.
Okay. And so as we find out about a new superbug, we kind of hustle and try to make an antibiotic to deal with it, even though we know that they're mostly antibiotic resistant.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're stuck in some sort of vicious circle, but it's not working.
Well, it's not working for a number of reasons. The first is that antibiotic resistance evolves very quickly in bugs because they're not silly. They want to survive, and they are very good at evolving to deal with assaults like antibiotics. So they're pretty good at evolving resistance to any new antibiotic. And on the flip side, we're actually not very good at developing new antibiotics. It takes us between 10 and 20 years to bring a new antibiotic to market. And of course, that requires an awful lot of time, investment, and money. And the pharmaceutical industry's gotten out of this business because it's very hard for them to make a molecule that they're going to use for 7 to 14 days in a patient and actually get their money back. Whereas a cholesterol drug you take for the rest of your life is obviously financially more rewarding. So you've got loss of drugs on one side and hard to invent them on the other.
Oh, that makes so much sense. The average person would never think of that. You would never think of things that way. But of course, the monetary incentive has got to be there also to pay for the research and to make it happen. And you know, ultimately, again, another sort of vicious circle that we're stuck in. So what do we do? If those bugs are evolving faster than the antibiotics, the money is not there where it needs to be there, what happens next, Dr. Shepherd?
Well, we think that there are two elements to the solution. The first element is the simple conservative one. Preserve what we have. We need to use our antibiotics responsibly. We need to use them when we want to use them, when we have to use them, and not when someone comes in with a cough and a cold and feels that an antibiotic will just make them feel better. So we need to be good stewards of the arsenal of antibiotics we have. That's the now. But we also have to prepare for a post-antibiotic world where we have solutions for infectious diseases that are harder for the bugs to evolve around. And there's all sorts of really cool things that we're hearing about today in our symposium and ways that people have that they think can protect us from infectious diseases but don't have the risks of resistance.
Like what?
Well, some of these are actually incredibly elegant and inspired by nature. The one that led our symposium today was inspired by the dragonfly wing. So it turns out the dragonfly wings are made out of basically sugar, and yet they never, ever get infected. And the reason is when you get down to the micro scale to look at the structure of the dragonfly wing, it's covered in billions and trillions of tiny little spikes. And when bacteria land on those spikes, it's like a bed of nails. They get punctured, they blow up and die. And so we have engineers at McGill who've come up with ways to make these type of small spike structures that they can put on surfaces. So imagine a surface that can't be infected.
Wow.
And that surface could be in your hospital bedroom so that you can't pass bugs, or it could be on that hip that we're putting into you that will then never get infected.
That is one of the coolest, craziest things I have ever heard. It must be pretty exciting for you guys.
So this is the kind of creativity and the kind of rich intellectual property that we have when we bring together 250 researchers, clinicians, engineers, and scientists across the entire McGill community, from the McGill University Health Center to the engineering departments downtown on campus. We have this brain trust that can actually tap into creative solutions.
We're speaking with Dr. Don Shepherd, director of MI4, professor in the Department of Medicine, Microbiology and Immunology at McGill. Okay, so superbugs are not going to win. We're going to find a solution, right?
Well, that's our job.
Okay, and will that day actually come? Like, we will have a day where there is a world that exists beyond antibiotics.
So we even have a date for you.
No, you don't.
The WHO has given us a prediction that if we don't change our game, we have 30 years left on the antibiotic clock. And that 30 years from now, there will be the same number of people dying of infections that we could treat today as are dying from cancer. And that's going to change the way that healthcare works. So that's the clock.
We have 30 years.
That's my children's era.
Me too.
I don't want that for them.
I'm with you on that. 30 years, I mean, that's coming up fast and furious. So, Dr. Shepherd, then that makes me think this $120 million MI4 project, I mean, we need a lot more money, do we not?
No, we certainly do. And, you know, I am one of the reasons that we formed this group was to actually let people understand that this is something that, as a society, we need to invest in. Our portion of the project at the McGill and our associated partners here in Montreal, we have, as you said, a $120 million vision to take and develop these novel and innovative solutions and deliver them to the populations that need them the most. But we need support from the community for that, and we need support from the community to, as I said in the first place, be more responsible with antibiotics. So you can push that 30 years out to 35 or 40 and give us 5 or 10 more years to innovate.
And get more money to continue to do the innovating. So it's as simple in terms of what we can do. Like average Joe or Jane, in terms of our contribution, what we can do is just to be smarter about how we take antibiotics and just actually try to take them less often.
So we need to break our addiction to antibiotics. You need to go to your doctor and be convinced that it is the right thing to take an antibiotic rather than going in with the preconceived thought that you want one no matter what. If you have a cough or cold, there is almost no chance that you need an antibiotic. And yet we continue to prescribe them by the ton every year for these type of conditions.
That because the money is being made and put in the wrong directions, and we all have a part to play in that. Wow, so interesting to talk to you today. I feel like you need your own show, Dr. Shepherd.
You are far too kind.
Let's see if we can make that happen. Keep doing what you're doing, okay?
I'm going to head back down to the symposium and hear about the next great idea.
Awesome. You have a good time. Thank you for your time today.
Take care.
That is Dr. Don Shepherd. He is the director of MI4. As we said, that is the it's a scientific symposium happening today, the McGill Interdisciplinary Initiative in Infection and Immunity. He's also a professor in the departments of medicine, microbiology, and immunology at McGill. Slightly impressive, huh?